Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. Today on our showcase, we have our author feature, and we have joining us author Lady Lissa, who will be talking with us today about her newest novel, Legend and Lyrica, a Bayou love story. Welcome, Lady Lissa.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
I'm so excited.
I
know. We've talked, it's been a couple of years. I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome. So why don't you tell us about your newest novel, Legend and Lyrica, and its release date?
Legend and Lyrical is actually, it's just a story that came to mind one day, and so I decided to put it on paper. It's about a young girl who's trying to find her way. Her parents get killed when she's only 10, so she has to go live with her uncle and her aunt. Her uncle dabbles in illegals. Yeah, but she's never been around anything like that. So she's going to be trying to find her way. She's going to meet Legend at the basketball court one day, and she's going to go and look him up on Facebook. The two of them are going to start communicating and get to know each other, and then something is going to happen that could either make or break their relationship. And as far as the release date, I'm shooting for next week or the early part of the following week.
Okay.
I haven't locked in a date yet.
Okay. Sounds good. So what inspired this story and the title?
Actually, I'm from Louisiana, so I wanted to write a story based in New Orleans, just for the people to get a feel of how our city goes. And I'm not from New Orleans, but because I'm from Louisiana, I kind of know a lot about that area. So I just want people to get a feel of New Orleans. And as far as inspiring me to write the story, as I said, it just popped in my head one day and I started writing. And then I've just been writing ever since.
Okay. So how do you balance writing?
Oh, Lord, that was hard. Working 40 hours a week and writing. And I used to work 40 hours and write every chance I got when I was on break at the school. I would write during my planning period, write during my lunch period, write during their breaks. I was just write. And then I'd get home and I would start writing, but it was just so exhausting. So I kind of started writing full time. And so now I'm not working at the school right now. So it's a little easier for me to juggle my family and my writing at the same time, because I don't have to be out of the home and work a full time job anymore. So. But they understand that, you know, they understand that writing is my career. So I do manage to write and make time for my family at the same time. So it's not as hard anymore.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite authors? And if you could name three to four.
Carl Weber. He's one of my favorite. I read all his books. And I just absolutely love him. Kimberly Lawson, I love her books too. Ashley and Jacquavis, as well as Eric Jerome Dickey.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my favorite authors.
That's good. I see two of your favorites are also two of my favorites.
Really?
Carl
which
Weber
one?
And Kimberly Lawson. Carl Weber
yes.
and Kimberly Lawson. I love them to death, man.
Me too. I love their work.
Everything.
I really do.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Great story, great plot, great twist, you name it, they got it.
Mm-hmm. They really know how to keep a person on the edge of their seat.
Yes, yes. Now, if you have the opportunity to collaborate a novel with someone in the literary world that you admire, who would it be and why?
I would do it with Carl Webb. If I had the opportunity to write with him, I think the two of us together would make for a phenomenal collaboration. I love his writing style. I even like the fact that he writes about the bigger women, the plus size woman, because I'm a
mm-hmm.
plus size woman. Not too many people touch on that, but he can write it, and he can write it well. So.
Yes,
I think
does.
Working with him would be great.
Okay, well, we're going to have to put that on to the atmosphere. Bring that, you know.
Girl, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Okay, so what else are you working on in 2017? I know you and I had chatted before. You were launching your own publishing company last year.
Yes, I started a sub-publishing company in October under T. Smickens. She's been my mentor, my go-to girl. I mean, the two of us together, we make a phenomenal team. With her guidance, I'm focusing on bringing in more authors, not so much seasonal authors that, you know, that whose work has been out there already, but more so
mm-hmm.
aspiring authors, because I like to mentor them and guide them and help them get where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I rather work with the authors who are just learning to get their feet wet instead of
mm-hmm.
those who already had it wet, because they pretty much know what, you know, to do and where to go. But those of them who are aspiring to be an author, I feel I can help them as far as bringing their dream to a reality.
Okay.
I am also working on several projects,
mm-hmm.
several collaborations, several solo projects. So 2015 is really blowing up for me.
2017. You said 2015. You going back
for
years.
Yes.
2017 is a phenomenal year for you. I can see that.
It is. Thank you. It's already starting off really well.
Perfect. So how can our audience find and follow you on social media?
Well, I have a Facebook page as well as a Facebook author page.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Twitter account. I have an Instagram page. I also have accounts on Goodreads and what?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very hard to find me. I'm always there. If they log on to Facebook and go to Authoress Lady Lissa's page, they can leave me a message and I'll get back to them. If they want to leave me a message in my inbox on Facebook under Melissa St. Julian, they can feel free to do that as well. My Twitter handle is at LadyLissa832 and my Instagram info is Lady_Lissa832. So these are the means that they can reach me anytime. I'll always send them a response.
Okay. Here's a question not on our list. What advice would you offer an indie author as well as an aspiring writer? Haven't been in the game.
What advice
so
would
long.
I offer them?
Yes, for their writing.
For them.
And getting their
for them
stuff
to
out
not
there.
Give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For them to not give up. For them, if writing is what they want to do, then they should pursue it. If some just because someone says no, that doesn't mean another publisher will say no. There are different people out there who publish books, several ways for you to get in, you know, get your books on the market. So if one turns you down, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Contact someone else. Maybe that person might not like your work, but that next person will. If writing is what you really want to do, pursue it. Like they say, one man's loss is another man's treasure. That's the same thing with publishers.
Absolutely. So you guys have heard it here first. If you're an aspiring author, aspiring writer, you have a story that you want to share, hit up author Lady Lissa and let her guide you under her self-publishing company. She definitely can get you where you need to be. And while you're doing that, make sure you pick up her novels. Her latest novel will be released soon. Stay tuned. Connect with her on social media so you can stay up to date with what she has going on. Lissa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I so appreciate
you. Thank
you
for having me.
And, hey, we're going to do some things.
Yes, ma'am. Always. Thank you so much
for
having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a beautiful afternoon.
You do the same. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That's our show today. Make sure you check out Lady Lissa. Follow her on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.